We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Patrick Kane. People weren't sure about him when the Lions, people weren't sure about Patrick Kane when the Red Wings added him. Hip resurfacing, can a guy play in his mid-30s with that kind of procedure? He answered a lot of that criticism. And he was a big-time contributor for the team this season. For shy of $3 million a year, he was damn near a point-per-game guy. He scored 7 game-winning goals. He was an electric veteran presence for a team that scored a lot of goals. And now the decision has to be made as to where he's going to play next season. And they did their locker room clean out, exit interviews yesterday. Most of the Red Wing players spoke with the media. Kane was no exception. Here's what he had to say about this season. Memories to last a lifetime. He talked about free agency. See what makes sense. What's he looking for in a new team? Also said at one point, we'll see. We'll kind of see what happens. Non-committal from Patrick Kane. Clearly enjoyed his time in Detroit. Said he made great memories, but there wasn't a lot of like, oh, we're definitely going to get something done. I read that as, and you tell me if you took the same thing out of it, Patrick Kane knows who he will be negotiating with. He knows that Steve Yzerman draws very hard lines. He's shrewd. He does not compromise very often. I think Patrick Kane justifiably is worth at least twice what he made this season. He proved coming back from the injury, instead of being a guy making 2.7, probably a guy that should be making 5 to 6 on the open market. And he just told you, I want multiple years. 2, 3, 4. He at one point said he wants to play till he's 40. I think he knows, and he has every right to command the salary that he's worth, and he has every right to command multiple years. I think he knows Yzerman isn't someone who just freely gives friendly deals out. Right. He knows he has to play a little hardball of his own. I think all things considered, he'd like to come back, but he knows, hey, it might not be a reality.
Steve Yzerman is going to look at all of the salaries that he has now and has coming up and what he wants to do in free agency. And if, okay, Mo Sider, Lucas Raymond, both of those guys are going to eventually get paid. What does it mean? How does that impact Patrick Kane? And Patrick Kane, on the flip side, is going to be weighing everything as well. There may be some teams that are willing to pay him more, and maybe considerably more. If he's simply looking for a paycheck, then he could go to some teams, but also be on a team that's not competing for, you know, a trip to the playoffs. And maybe he feels that about the Red Wings. Like, I don't know what his perception of this team, the direction of the team is. And if he believes it's a team, unlike his head coach, that should be back competing for a spot in the playoffs or have one of the top three spots locked up and be competing for a Stanley Cup, that will also weigh into his decision. It's going to be money. It's going to be location. It's going to be how good is this team and are we actually going to be competitors?
I've said this before. He has a history with the city, the organization, some of the early years as a hockey player. I think he also respects Original Six. I think he respects Steve Yzerman. I think he likes Alex DeBrincat. I think he found that he liked a lot of these guys as the season went on. He thought they could win a 7-game series. He said the future is bright. But I think he has to be a business person right now. He's a free agent. And I think he would prefer to play in Detroit than, say, one of the worst teams in hockey. He certainly wouldn't want to be in Ottawa, even if they offered more money. But he is in a position where he has to maintain some leverage is the word I would use. I took out leverage in listening to him speak. A lot of people took out that he's just gone. I don't necessarily feel that way. I don't know how firm Yzerman is going to hold to short term and less money. Will he give a little because they are close? Because, John, if they lose Patrick Kane, how much harder is it to move forward next season?
Well, one of the things, it's difficult.
Yeah.
Because who are you going to go out there and find to be as good as he was? And then you get him for an entire year.
And he, you know what he said? And I think I want to get your response to this. He said, I can't wait to attack this summer as an athlete.
Yeah.
Because he had been in pain and it was management and just get to the finish line. Then he had surgery, rehab, training. Oh,
John, nothing worse than rehab.
He gets to go into this summer and he's going to be busting his ass to be in. He said, I want to be more explosive. I want to get in peak shape. He said he wasn't happy with himself personally at the end of the season. So now he gets a chance to build up a little more of that conditioning and skill and explosiveness. That hip seems to be behind him. John, if they don't give him a 2 or 3 year deal and someone else does, it's going to be hard for the Wings to improve from 91 points just internally. I mean, that's a hard guy to replace.
It is, but you're also, I mean, from a player's perspective, yes, attacking an offseason as an athlete is always going to be better than going through surgery, rehab. Am I even going to be ready for training camp? Am I even going to be ready for the start of the season? You know, and last year he didn't even have a team. He was a man with no home. And here's the other thing from a player's perspective. When you come into the league, like you see things through a very naive lens. And yes, I'm drafted by the Red Wings or whatever team you're drafted by. And I've got this great loyalty because you've given me this chance. And now all of a sudden, hey, we're winning some games. Things are great. And you may be one of the star players that they're going to keep. But you see guys cut. You see them traded. You see them, you know, take a pay cut. You see all of the bad side of the business that is professional sports. And then you are all of a sudden, hey, you're 18, 19 years into your career or a decade into your career, and you're looking at it from a much different lens. It is through the lens that we heard yesterday, a businessman's perspective, because it is a business. No one likes to talk about the business side of it. We do because we're talking about salary cap and, you know, contracts and length of contracts, how much you're going to make, how much you count against the cap. But from an athlete's perspective, that naivety that you have coming into the being a professional athlete at some point is blown up because your best friend just got traded, because they got cut, because they weren't good enough. And at some point, you know it's going to happen to you. So you got to remain a business person. Do what's best for you when the time comes.
He took a prove-it deal. He proved it. He used a lot of they's and not a lot of we's when referring to the Red Wings yesterday.
I think it's strategic, but I also think it's the perspective of a veteran.
A guy who's been around the league. Yeah. And to his point, he just bounced around from Chicago to New York to Detroit all in an 18-month span. Yeah. He's like, I want to sign somewhere beyond 1 year. And I played well enough. He didn't say this part, but I think he knows and his agent knows. He played well enough to command more money, too. The Red Wings and Steve Yzerman will play the game of, well, not a lot of contenders are going to have boatloads of cash. So there's going to be a little bit of a staring contest that takes place. I don't think he's out the door. I think he's shrewd. I think both sides are going to draw their line in the sand, and we get to monitor it this offseason. I want him back. You want him back, right, John? We all want him back.
Yeah, I think, but at the right price.
Right, and I've seen too many people say, well, he's a one-way player. Guys, Patrick Kane is a player that helps this team get to the playoffs next year. Replacing him is not easy. 248-539-9797. Josh and Warren, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. All right. I'm going to be a little more calm than when I was talking. Sorry, Greg. I was just a little more. They better not. I will lose faith in Steve Yzerman if he does not re-sign him. That is how much I value Patrick Kane to this team. He is the best passer on this team. The vision he has, the way he elevates the rest of the team. I would go so far to give him a 3-year deal, and he gets a letter on his jersey. That is how important I feel he is to this team. This isn't Mike Modano. This isn't Danny Alfredson, the late years. This was a very key player to what turned around this season, and it also helped guys like DeBrincat kind of like
Raymond
get back
too
into the group.
Yep.
Raymond for sure. But this is a veteran that is producing that you don't just want to let go. This isn't a hanger on trying to get a cup. This is a man who's contributing and actually is a very key contributor to the team. Like I said, I would give him a letter. That's how much I feel how important he is to this team.
I think when we talk about dominoes this offseason, there's Lalonde, there's Patrick Kane, and those might be the biggest two, just to get an indication for Yzerman's appetite, his urgency, how he viewed this season. If he thinks we're close, we keep Kane, or hey, we were close and the coach held us back, I'm fascinated to see how he evaluates Lalonde and this Kane situation in the offseason.